two paintings in this exhibition demonstrate Dong Qichang's ability to copy yet transform the style of earlier artists. In the late Ming Dynasty, Dong Qichang developed a radical new understanding of the long history of Chinese painting. As a successful government official, he was able to study many rare ancient paintings in private collections. Dong concluded that there were two trends or schools of Chinese painting. One was the professional style, which he called the Northern School, whose followers were trained and technically skilled. These men worked for the court or sold paintings for money. The other, more noble style was the literati, or Southern School. These were well-educated men, usually from prominent families, who painted as a professional expression from the heart rather than as a profession. Although the Southern School style at first appears amateurish, there is great skill utilizing the brush to describe the landscape and to suggest the brushwork of past artists of this lineage. Dong believed that painters should study and copy past masters, but also that their work should transform the manners of these earlier artists into a new personal style. Two paintings in this exhibition demonstrate Dong Qichang's ability to copy yet transform the style of earlier artists. Landscape After Nizan honors the artist discussed in podcast number 3. Dong selected the fan-shaped format, an everyday object that offered a compositional challenge. Painted fans were popular gifts among Ming literati. Not all fan paintings were intended to be used as actual fans, and this is a rare example of a painting by an important artist that not only was used, but still preserves its original mounting on wooden ribs. If you recall, Nizan lived a reclusive life and painted landscapes with pale ink and dry brush to indicate his reclusive lifestyle. Dong honors Nizan here by copying his composition and brushwork, yet he adds a decorative element by painting on gold paper, something Nizan would never have considered. Dong's second painting, Landscape After Dong Yuan and Fan Quan, shows his admiration for the two men he considered founders of the literati style in the 10th century. Here he demonstrates his belief that paintings need not represent a natural place, but should be a mindscape, created by borrowing and arranging elements from past masters to create a superior landscape. In Dong's words, a painting can in no way compare with a landscape of nature. On the other hand, when you think of the remarkable power of brush and ink, the natural landscape is definitely inferior to a painting. Imagine entering this landscape. The mountain ridges rise up, each strong as the next, as a collection from the mind rather than a view from a real place where they would naturally fade in the distance. Enter into this landscape. Where would you like to wander? Where would you spend some time?